الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درو شريف Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was an incredible human being. Personally, with my tongue, I can't do justice to this great individual. I remember once I had an opportunity to visit this class of 20 students. All of them were in their youth, young, all in total about 20. And very casually I said to them, how many of you have the full knowledge of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an? And from 20, 8 of the students that were there did not have a clue as to who Abu Bakr Siddiq is. This is Muslims in the year 2005. From 20 students, 8 of them did not have a clue. They did not know who Abu Bakr Siddiq is. And I looked at them and I was a bit angry. And the second question that I put forward was, how many of you know Beckham? And wallahi al-azim, I sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a kafir who does not know how to do istinja, and he's on a payroll of 130,000-140,000. And every single individual Muslim there said, we all know him. It just makes you wonder that we as Muslims have not done justice to Khulafai Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, our young ones, and as Muslims in general. We must know the seerah and the biography of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een, like how easily we read Suratul Fatiha. This is basic knowledge. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, Khulafai Rashideen. Incredible people. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Inna li wazirayni min ahli as-samaa wa wazirayni min ahli al-ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me two deputies, two that are from heaven and two that are from this dunya. فَأَمَّا وَزِيرَايَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السَّمَا فَجِبْرِيلُ وَمِيكَائِيلُ. The two deputies in the heavens are Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam. And the two that Allah has given me in this dunya, وَأَمَّا وَزِيرَايَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَأَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. And the two deputies that Allah has given me in this dunya is Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's main physical feature, which the ulama have mentioned in the books of Seerah, is that he was a very, very handsome man. His face was such that it would glow even in the night and even at daytime. Some of them have said that whenever one saw the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, it was as if though there was noor in front of his face. A very handsome man. Some of the muhaddiseen have even mentioned that the name Atiq was given to him due to his beauty that Allah had given him. He was extremely beautiful, very strong, very humble, and at a very young age Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of knowledge. Only when he was as young as 12, 12 saal ki umar thi, a lot of responsibility was given to him. He had the responsibility to look after all the members of his family. And by profession, he was a businessman. At a young age, 12 years of age, he once joined the Meccan caravan that were to export their goods to Syria. And in that caravan, Abu Talib was also there with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very young. Some of the ulama say that the difference between Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is of 2 years. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was older. There is a difference of opinion. So at that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also very young. He was with his uncle Abu Talib. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was also there. As they left Makkah going towards Sham, Syria, there was one point where the caravans would usually stop just before touching Syria. And there in that area was this famous monastery. And in that monastery, Buhaira Rahib, the monk famously known as Buhaira, he was in charge. He would live there. He would live right on the top section, and in front of him was a tree. And from his window every day, he would stand and look at that tree. This is what the ulama have mentioned in the kitab. He would look at the tree for a while and go back and do his meditation, muraqabah. Until one day when the caravan stopped there, all the Arabs that were there, he could hear a lot of noise, so he stood up. He stood up to see who the people were. He noticed that they were not Jews, they were Arabs. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the group and went towards one particular tree, that tree that was in front of the monastery. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam reclined and rested under the shade of that tree. When Buhaira Rahib saw this, he was a learned man. He knew the scriptures. He knew the Injil and the Torah. He came rushing down. When he came down, he saw the Arabs that were there talking amongst each other. He noticed everyone, but his eyes fell on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq when he was only 12 years of age. Kisi se baat nahi ki. Only Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He looked at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and said to him, "Young boy, come here." Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came to him and said to him, "Who is this young boy that is resting under that tree?" Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq noticed it was Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Again, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also very young. And he said, "This is Muhammad bin Abdullah. His father has passed away. Now he is in the care of Abu Talib." He said that this young man that you see here is not an ordinary child. He is Khatamun Nabiyeen. He is the last Nabi that the world is waiting for. The Jews have been waiting for him. The Christians have been waiting for him. The whole world is waiting for him. The scriptures speak about him. He said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that I have read in the books that the last person to rest under this tree was Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam gave glad tidings to the people that the next one to stand here exactly where I am, it is Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that he is Muhammad Rasulullah. And exactly all the signs were there. An orphan of sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother, father passed away. He was in the care of Abu Talib, subhanallah al-azim. And saying that, Buhaira Rahib went back to his chamber and meditated. And as he was leaving, he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that woe unto thee to the children of Israel, that now Nabuwat has shifted from Banu Israel and has gone to the Arabs and has gone to Makkah, has gone to the Qurayshi people. Why? Because Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an Arab. This was a punishment. This is what he said. And he left. This was information that was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and the only narrator is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. From this story, event that had taken place with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, one can understand the closeness, the bonding that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from a very, very young age. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were very close, close friends. Any glad tidings, anything that happened, information was given to Rasulullah or information was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and that information was shared between the two. Because the next darja after Nabuwat is the darja of Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. When Khilafat was given to him, power came to him, supreme power came to him. Elections were there, he was chosen unanimously as the head of state. Everything now is under his control. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has passed away. Amirul Mu'mineen is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. But how humble was he when we look at his lifestyle, how he lived. Plato and Aristotle were masters in their political thought, and they had dreams of an ideal society. And they never saw that ideal society in their life. But if they saw Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's Khilafat, and if they saw Hazrat Umar Farooq's Khilafat and Khulafa'i Rashideen, they would have been satisfied. وہ تو میں ایسے ہی کہہ رہا ہوں. Otherwise, without iman, when you leave this dunya, you have nothing with you. You can be the cleverest person, but you have nothing with you. Iman is the main thing. This was their dream, their vision. No leader was like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. No leader was like Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an Khulafa'i Rashidin. He lived in a simple manner. His house was of mud dwelling, mitti ka bana hua ghar. Mud dwelling, not even his own property. He lived when Khilafat was given to him outside Madinatul Munawwara. It was a suburb of Madinatul Munawwara, an area which is known as Maqam-e-Sana. Maqam-e-Sana. One of the wives of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was living. She was the madani wife of Rasul of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Her name was Hubayba or Habiba. Hubayba or Habiba, and that was her property. And this is where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was living. For 6 months he lived there in the most simple way. Nothing at all in the house. Khilafat is given to him. Wealth came to him. Everything was there. He lived there for 6 months. Every day in the morning he would walk from Maqam-e-Sana to come to Madinatul Munawwara. Until his responsibility increased So much that it was difficult. People wanted him to be in the city, in Madinatul Munawwara, at all times. He made mashwara with the companions, and the companions said that, "Oh, Abu Bakr, Amirul Mu'mineen, we cannot afford you to be outside Madinatul Munawwara in Maqam Sana. We need you in Madinatul Munawwara." Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was given one basic chamber, a thatched property, nothing there. Simple, hum to kehte na, one bedroom flat. It was not even a flat, one room residence. A simple room, a chamber. And the courtyard of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was adjoining the front section, the front door of this room. This was now the residence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. From Maqam Sana, he comes to Madinatul Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no houses of parliament there. The only parliament government that was there was Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything, all the laws, all the ahkam, masail, every mashwara, every shura sat in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything was worked out in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would sit on the minbar, on the pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so humble, subhanallah al-azim, that imagine when someone is given that position, someone becomes a prime minister, he has to move to 10 Downing Street. But in the case of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was given khilafat, the second day, he was a businessman, cloth merchant. Aapka kaam ye tha ki aap kapra bechte the. The second day of khilafat, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is lifting up his load and going to the market of Medina, Suq al-Medina. All alone, no khuddam, no one. People are looking at Amirul Mu'mineen, the one who they did bay'ah to in Masjid Nabawi. And there he is in Suq al-Medina, in Madinatul Munawwara, all alone, mending his stall, setting out the clothes. People are there, he is greeting them, an ordinary trader. An ordinary trader, people are looking at him. And this was his lifestyle for the many months, until Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and looked at him and some of the companions, the elite companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to him and they said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that it is better if you stop your tijarat, because he was overwhelmed with his responsibility, the duty that was given to him. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq would insist, "No, I cannot take out salary from public treasury, Baytul Mal." The fraud, and we see the governments, the mishandling of millions and millions and millions of pounds. Madinatul Munawwara was the most perfect economy at that time, in the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. All the companions, elite Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain, Muhajirin and Ansar, sat and they pressed and they forced Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that you can't work, we will provide you a fixed salary from Baytul Mal. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had no choice but to accept that. He said, "I accept that with one condition, that I will only take minimal salary from Baytul Mal, minimum, sabse kam salary." Subhanallah al-Azim. And Sahaba-i Kiram Ajmain agreed. The level of taqwa is that once Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's wife, she said to him that today I want to eat something that is sweet, halwa, wagaira. So when you come back in the evening, if you can bring with you something that is sweet, both of us in the night can share this and eat. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and looked at the wife and said to the wife that you want to eat something sweet, but I have no money in my pocket. Amirul Mu'mineen, king for the Muslimin at that time, everything was there. He hasn't got enough money to provide food, something sweet for the wife. And the wife smiled at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said to him that I am not asking you for money. Money I have. You take this money and buy something for me. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was amazed and looked at her and said, where did you get this money from? How did you get this money? One lady rang me, she said that my husband is very conjuice, Maulana Sab. Can I smuggle out some money without his permission? So I said, if you can explain to me in which category is he when you say conjuice? हो सकता है कि तुम्हारी आदत स्पेंड करने की बहुत ज्यादा हो बेचारा न्याय परेशान. That is another masla. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala answers, where did you get this money? And in simple words, she says, from the few dinars that you get your salary, I've saved up a few pennies, hamari zaman mein pennies, from the dinar, a few pennies, and I have now, alhamdulillah, after saving this amount for many months, I have enough money to buy some sweets, halwa. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq looked at her, he says, no. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Abu Bakr has done a sin. He is sinful. That means I have been taking extra money, surplus money from public treasury. If that amount you could save, that means this is extra money that I have been taking out. And he says, give me this money. And he went to Baitul Mal and refunded that amount and said to the treasurer there that from the first day, first month, the salary that was given to me, I owe Baitul Mal this much of amount and I will repay it, karza. Taqwa dekh. Subhanallah al-Azim. When you have somebody who is a leader like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, wallahi al-Azim, fir kya kehna meri Azim. Subhanallah. This was the taqwa. Humility was such that once Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an has mentioned that outside Madinatul Munawwara there was a lady, an old lady who was disabled, completely paralyzed. She had no one to look after her, no relations at all. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an would often go and visit her and provide her with all the necessity, milk, and clean her house. This was the duty that Hazrat Umar Farooq had taken upon himself. And it was the khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Once Hazrat Umar Farooq sat and he said that I haven't visited this old lady for a long period of time. I must go and see how her condition is. Hazrat Umar Farooq went there in the evening and he noticed that the house was completely clean. Nothing there at all. Everything was provided. Hazrat Umar Farooq looked at her and he thought that maybe somebody came and did all the work for her, alhamdulillah, and he went back. The next day he said that, let me go back and now attend to this lady. The second day when he went back, again someone beat him there. Everything was done for her. This old lady, completely paralyzed. Food, her front yard was completely clean, everything up to date. Third day, Hazrat Umar Farooq was a bit curious. Who this individual is? Who is this young man? Hazrat Umar Farooq now went, on the third day, went to that lady's house, that old lady's house, very early to see who that individual is, and he was hiding. So much so that I can just peep to see who that individual is. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and before Maghrib he got there, and he was hiding on the side, he noticed that a man came with shawl. He came with a shawl. Main aur aap ho to kitni martaba we start singing that this is what we do, this is what we do. He came with a shawl. Hazrat Umar Farooq is looking at this individual, and this man is cleaning the front yard, the backyard, milking the goat, doing everything for this lady, providing everything. Said to this old lady, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and stayed there for an hour. Everything was clean. After that, he was now slowly walking back to Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Umar Farooq came out behind him and greeted him and said to him, Ya Abdullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When he said that, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and stopped. Obviously, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq knew that this voice is the voice of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Umar Farooq said to him, because Hazrat Umar Farooq was a senior Sahabi companion, and everybody respected him like how they respected Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was there, stopped. As he came forward to look at this young man, it was none other but Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. When he saw the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq sat down on the ground and he started crying. Tears were coming out from the eyes of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, and when he saw the face of Abu Bakr Siddiq, he says, Amirul Mu'mineen, you don't have to do this. You work all day and you stand up and worship Allah all night, and yet you come and you serve your people only if you would make ishara and point out to someone, and there'll be 10 people prepared to do your job. You don't have to do this. And he noticed that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was barefooted. Hazrat Umar Farooq said to him that, Amirul Mu'mineen, why haven't you got your chappal on? Why aren't you wearing them? And he said that, I did not want to disturb anyone in the night. Maybe someone is praying salat. This was his ikhlas and khulus. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. When he embraced Islam, he was so rich that 40,000 dirhams cash money he had with him. 40,000 dirhams. At that time, 40,000 dirhams is not 40,000 pounds. 40,000 pounds is nothing to 40,000 dirhams. He was an extremely wealthy man. 40,000 dirhams, when he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he embraced Islam, every dirham was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at that time, the rich were those who owned slaves. Makkatul Mukarrama was a booming city, slave industry. The more slaves you had, the more powerful you were, the more rich you were. And those who owned the slaves were the Qurayshi people. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, the Qurayshi people, they had a lot of slaves. And the slaves who were not the citizens of Makkah, for them life was very, very difficult. And at that time, when Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared to the people that he is Rasul, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam made an alan that no one is the slave of another human being. We are all the servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Servitude is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the slaves heard of this, Makkatul Mukarrama was flooded with slaves. All the slaves, the poor people, they turned to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for refuge. And they knew that if ever freedom was possible for the people, for the slaves in Makkah, it was by the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One by one they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and would take shahada on the hands of Rasulullah. When the slave masters found out that this is becoming a trend, a phenomena, in Makkatul Mukarrama, one by one all the slaves are coming and becoming Muslims. All of them coming and becoming Muslims. Now those slaves that became Muslims, for them life in Makkatul Mukarrama was hell. Itni pareshani unke liye thi. Torture, punishment was given to them. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an is a famous sahabi. Very famous sahabi. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has said with regards to Hazrat Bilal, he said, Bilal is the first fruit of Abyssinia. Bilal is the first fruit of Abyssinia. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an's master was Umayyah bin Khalaf. When the Meccans found out that these slaves have become Muslims, they were treated as criminals, despicable people. They were whipped, flogged. The limbs were broken. And they were mistreated. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, every day punishment was given to him. Umayyah bin Khalaf would chain him after Zuhur Salah in Makkatul Mukarrama, when the sun is right on top of your head, and both the hands were chained up and the legs were chained up, and there was this special stone in Makkatul Mukarrama which would be very, very hot, intensely hot, like a slab. And that slab was put from the front part of the throat to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and until it came to his knees. And that slab was again burning. And Umayyah bin Khalaf would stand on top of that slab with a whip in his hand, and he would whip the feet of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and would say to him, Bilal, all I ask you is to turn to Lat and Uzza and I will give you your freedom. Hazrat Bilal in that condition would spit out to him and say to him, Lat and Uzza, never. Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. This was the testing point of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. Allahu so much punishment was given to them. The front skin of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an would just disintegrate, would come out. Istariq. Every day, until one day Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was walking past, when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq saw Umayyah bin Khalaf punishing Hazrat Bilal, no mercy. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an lamented, felt sorry for him, but at the same time Shabashi di applauded his firm resolution to the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he said to Umayyah bin Khalaf, Umayyah, he says, do you want to sell Bilal to me? Now Umayyah bin Khalaf was a very clever man. He knew that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was also a Muslim. And Hazrat Abu Bakr cannot see the punishment that Umayyah was giving to Hazrat Bilal. And that is why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq wants to buy the freedom by Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. So he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that I don't wish to sell this Abyssinian slave, Bilal. And this is what I will do to him until he dies. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq knew that the Arabs would surrender only to a very high amount of money that would be given to them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, I will give you double the amount which is in the market for a slave like Hazrat Bilal. He said, no, triple. Until the Muhaddiseen have said such a price was given to Hazrat for Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an to Umayyah bin Khalaf, that Umayyah bin Khalaf could not believe it himself, and he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, have you got so much money to pay for this Abyssinian slave? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said to Umayyah bin Khalaf, you promise me that you will sell Hazrat Bilal to me and I will pay you this amount now. And Umayyah bin Khalaf agreed to that amount. An exorbitant amount. Allah is an kitni kimat. بھی حضرت بلال کے لیے. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق went to his room. Imagine the wealth that Allah had given him, and came back and gave all the money to Umayyah bin Khalaf, and he bought Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he picked up Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala and took him to the house. And Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an stayed with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he gave freedom, complete freedom to Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. Not one slave. He bought many slaves, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Another slave was Abu Faqiyah. His slave master would hit him so much that he would fall unconscious. And they would tie a rope on his neck, and that would be given to the children of Makkah, the kuffar, mushrikeen, and they would drag that sahabi on the streets of Makkah. In that manner, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq comes again and rescues that Sahabi Rasul, gives the money to the slave master and buys his freedom. Two other female maids, Khadima, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was Zinnira and the other one was Lubayna radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Zinnira was the slave maid of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl would beat her up so much, once he punched her so hard that she lost both her eyes, eyesight was taken away. And when she became blind, Abu Jahl laughed and said to her, because you've turned your face away from Lat and Uzza, Lat and Uzza have punished you, you are blind. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and came to Abu Jahl and said to him, Abu Jahl, I want to buy this slave maid of yours. Abu Jahl agreed, ki bhai ab to ye blind ban chuki, and paid him the amount. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq took her to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and noticed that she was blind, it is said that she came in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah restored her sight back for her. Abu Jahl said, Lat and Uzza had taken away your eyesight, Allah has restored your eyesight. And Lubayna, believe it or not, would be punished by Hazrat Umar Farooq. She was a slave maid of Hazrat Umar Farooq before he embraced Islam. And Hazrat Umar Farooq ka haath kaise hoga pata hai? When he slapped the sister, she fell down. And when Hazrat Umar Farooq would torture her, then he would rest. He would say to her, don't think that Umar Farooq has stopped punishing you because he gives up. Umar Farooq never gives up. Umar never gives up. This is what he would say. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came again and paid that amount. So many companions. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, subhanallah, paid for their freedom and set them free, and they became great companions of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. I won't take much of your time. Inshallah, we conclude this session with one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Masjid Nabwi and all the companions were there. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said to them, Man asbaha minkum sa'iman, who amongst you today is fasting? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at all the companions, and the only person to stand up was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He says, I am fasting. After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tasaddaka bi sadaqatin, who today before coming to the mosque has given charity? Everybody was sitting, the only person to stand up was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Man shahida janazatan, who has followed a janaza today? The only person to stand was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This is hadith. And then finally, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, Man at'ama al-yawma miskinan, who has given or provided food for a needy person, a miskin today? Qala Abu Bakrin ana. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq stood up and he says, Ana, I have. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him and smiled and said to him, Remember, Man jama'ahunna fi yawmin wahidin wajabat lahu. Anyone who has performed all these good deeds in one day, wajibat lahu, for him Jannat becomes wajib. This was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we make amal on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we always have love of Khulafai Rashideen and the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I forgot to make one announcement that inshallah Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Bilal Sahib will be coming to Masjid Ali on a Sunday. The poster is there downstairs on the notice board. I think it is after Maghrib Salah in Masjid Ali. So inshallah, if brothers can perform the Maghrib Salah in Masjid Ali on a Sunday. Maulana Bilal Sahib is a grand scholar, Shaykhul Hadith. He teaches Nasai Sharif, mashallah, and he's an excellent speaker. So it will be of great benefit if brothers can get there. Durushay Palle. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.